Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Peterman.
Kate Peterman.
Welcome to the show.
I did when I came in, I was like, hi, I'm here for Dumb People.
You're like, well, there's Dumb People.
You found us.
We found you.
We found each other.
We were talking before we hopped on this thing. You grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
To be clear, I grew up in Scranton, but
I'm putting you right on the mic.
Oh, okay, sorry. I grew up like 20 minutes from Scranton, but no one knows Kingston.
So Scranton was the dream.
Scranton was the dream that I never achieved.
It was the golden city on a hill.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, though, that like growing up, you'd no way anybody could imagine that The Office would come along and like put that town on the map. Like everyone knows
Scranton.
Well, we
knew it.
That's why we stopped there.
So why did we know Scranton, Pennsylvania before? Scranton was like the name of a town in the Northeast that you would just say.
Yeah.
Like Poughkeepsie and Scranton. Those are like two towns that we just
Schenectady.
Knew.
I feel like it was in like a Billy Joel song, maybe? Scranton?
Was Allentown. Allentown. We've been to Allentown, but...
Was it... heading up to Scranton for some homemade pumpkin pie. Is that it? Is it in a Christmas song?
But
ooh, that
probably.
Could be.
You're talking to
could
two Jews here, but Dan, you would know that. Hoopty hoop and whoop-de whoop.
I think it was in the Humpty Dance.
And Dickory Dock.
All right, stop it.
Hoopty
whoop. I knew I'd hear it this year. Well, we believe that the world is getting dumber, and I don't know if you.
I agree.
That just isn't it like it's happening?
I think I'm getting dumber. I'm not even
trying to be
self-deprecating. Like, I'm actually trying to really not be self-deprecating anymore, and I truly feel like I'm getting. Like, I felt an emotion yesterday, and then I was like, I should just play Toon Blast on my phone.
Yeah!
And so I did. I'm on level like 2,000.
Toon Blast?
Toon Blast is like, isn't that like Fruit Ninja?
It's like Candy Crush, I think.
Right.
But it's, yeah, it's
like
just
we
shapes.
Can't even describe it. That's how dumb we are. We don't even know what Toon Blast is.
I pay money for it sometimes when
do.
I'm out alive.
Of course
no,
you
bad.
Do, Kate.
It's
stop.
Bad.
Don't.
Please stop.
I have to tell myself when I get one of those, I have to say the moment I get it, I will never pay for this. And then some reason having that commitment. From
mean,
the jump,
you have to listen to yourself.
It's
like walking away from a casino table.
You're
like,
a man of your word.
Or
I can't relate.
On your way to apps. I'm really good with the app part.
Dan, on your way into like CVS, there's a homeless guy out front who is like, when you get out, give me some money. And when you walk in, you're like, all right, I'm not going to give him money. I can't do it right now. I'm just not going. You make the commitment to not. So what I do when I come back out is I'm always like, I make it super God-like. I'm like, I hope God blesses you. I don't have any money for you, but I'm going to say a bunch of prayers for you.
Do
like
you
right
say
now.
Them?
I do.
Good.
I do.
Then that's great.
Yeah. I'm going to pray for you. I said, I'm going to pray for you extra hard. And I know that might not
sometimes
be
sometimes I'll
helpful,
throw out a like, what do you want? And they'll be like, if it's in the budget, I got you. And if they're like a Gatorade, I'm like, okay.
Dan, that's pretty
Dan, that's so nice.
That's so nice.
But if
Dan,
it's in the
so
butt, I tell, I'm like, hey, I'm
like,
fighting
I'm
through
pray
this
for
too.
You. So what? But what I do inside is I have a thing where, this is why I don't feel bad about it, is I subscribe or whatever to the thing where you round all of your things up to the next dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So everything becomes an even dollar. So they donate whatever that percentage is to a
charity. You're really helping that
so
percentage.
I'm like, I feel like I'm giving.
We're getting
to
in the weeds here. The world's getting dumber and we need to figure out why. And Kate Peterman is here and we need to go through this story that got sent to us. I've already now forgotten her last name and I'm doing it incorrectly. Kate, I'm getting dumber.
It's okay. It happens all the time. People want to say Peterson.
Kate, and I feel that? Like I feel like if
Peterman,
you,
like Seinfeld, should have cemented your name forever.
Right. You'd think.
And then look at my head.
K Peterman is the J Peterman.
Here we go.
K Peterman is the J Peterson.
Are we out of the weeds?
Of nope, let's go.
Okay. McDonald's, this is the headline. First of all, it was sent in by Joe Luttrell at The Gentleman Joe.
This
love
guy
you,
sends
Joe.
Great stories in. Thank you.
Great thing about Joe, people send me stories by hashtagging Dumb People Town at Daniel Van Kirk. He'll like comb through those sometimes, and when they're fake, he tells them for me. And tells me.
He's our like watched up fake.
Like there was some story that just
came
out recently where it was like a plane accidentally dumped like thousands of pounds of manure on a town.
Yeah.
It was like a shit storm, literally.
Yeah.
And it's been sent to me a lot, but Joe Luttrell was like, fake.
Yeah. So this is the one moment in our universe where someone actually can use the term fake news,
and it actually works. That's real. So I think in a world where we cannot agree on facts, which to me is the saddest thing in the world.
That's the beginning of the end.
That's the beginning of the end when we can't agree on facts. This podcast, we can all agree how stupid things are.
Yeah.
Let's all agree on
that. Let's agree.
Here's the headline. McDonald's served man sweet tea with a side of weed. That's a number 11.
Do you ask for that?
I'd call that that's the definition of a Happy Meal.
Right.
Paris, I mean, that's the dream.
Paris Brown thought it was strange when the Hilton Head Island McDonald's worker paused as he ordered sweet tea with light ice and extra lemon. He said the code.
He
didn't know it. I know.
So wait, so the guy, the worker said
light ice, so extra lemon is his drug like code.
I imagine everyone at McDonald's working, there's a lot of hubbub and everything, and then the person's at the thing and they order. It's just like working.
Yeah, can I get
working.
A sweet tea, light ice, extra lemon?
And everyone stops and you just hear like you hear a tongs drop in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, like a tong drops in the back.
You hear the fryer.
And just like everybody stops. For one second, they all look at each other, and then boom, they start getting back to work, and you're like, okay, this is what it is.
So the guy goes...
That's such an easy code.
That's why it's dumb people.
Oh,
town.
Yeah, I forgot.
Too easy. Now look, if anybody orders cheese on their fries, you know. We're called people. Cheese fries.
Signal.
Yeah. Oh, my
Signal.
God.
Yeah. If somebody says no onions on a quarter pounder,
that's it. Someone says thank you for the order, that's when you throw the weed in the bag.
Thank God it was just weed.
If they want an extra straw, they want meth.
Weed. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So he goes,
because you have no teeth, you got to.
Sweet tea, light ice, extra lemon. And the cashier or whatever goes,
huh? Here we go.
Extra lemon.
We got another one.
Extra lemon, the drive-thru worker asked in an odd voice. So it's not even the light ice. Which you need. It's not even a double verification. It's a single.
I'm sorry. Did you say?
Light ice is too common.
Extra lemon.
Extra lemon.
We can put that lemon in
there. I don't drink a lot of sweet tea. Is extra lemon crazy?
No.
Right?
No. I don't think so at all.
Kate. Isn't sweet tea what they use to get predators on, to catch a predator? Come sit here and have Chris.
No, it's not sweet tea. It's
it
like
is sweet
Chris
tea.
Hansen.
Chris
says,
come on into the living room. We're going to give you some sweet tea.
And then, boom, you are nailed. You got busted.
Dan, type up. Jay, look
that's
up on your phone,
sweet
Chris
tea?
Hansen, sweet tea.
That's to catch a predator?
To catch a predator.
One of my good friends from back home was
is
not on the show.
Needs to be caught.
He was, someone had the same name as him. It
really?
Was,
oh.
It was Rob Kennelly. He'll be fine with me saying it.
You're not a predator, Rob. Well, you are.
One of you.
You
are. One of you is.
Come on
my friend
inside.
Is it.
Come you on are, inside. I made some sweet tea, the decoy says, in To Catch a Predator.
Come on inside.
I made some sweet tea.
Okay, so
I looked it up.
If you were to say, come on inside, we made some sweet tea, and then you're like, with extra lemon?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get caught and you get weed.
You're selling drugs out of your...
That's a nice blow, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh man, you are cut, but you can get a little high before you...
You're right. A high before you're out of here.
I'm going to tell people, we need a better code. If you're working in a fast food establishment, I'm not saying restaurant, and you are dealing drugs, it needs to be, someone needs to order, can I get a small Mr. Pibb, and they're like, and if you don't have Mr. Pibb, they should say, I know. Can I get a small Mr. Pibb, but I want to pay the large price? No one would ever ask for that.
No one would ever ask that.
No one would ever want Mr. Pibb in a small
I'll have a
large
why wouldn't you make it about something related to, like, if it's weed, like greens?
Yes.
Like,
just can I get extra leaves on my fries?
Can I have an all-green salad? Can I have...
That's still...
Can I have plant-based fries?
Yes.
Well, I guess they can't trace it back. You
all
know what I mean? Like,
because
it goes right
fries.
On, like, when you say, you know, it comes up on the little monitor. It types it out for you. It's like the little, so it can't be
your
anything
receipt.
Related.
Can
to
I get the kale salad, the kale Caesar? Like, they're going to have a kale
can
Caesar.
Can I get a plant-based fries would give you exactly
Randy,
what
Randy, all fries are plant-based.
No, they're
potatoes
not.
Come from plants.
Oh, yeah, they're plants. Yeah,
that's right. The fuck are you talking about?
Plant-based
That's a t-shirt. All fries are
plant-based.
Okay. Extra lemon, the drive-thru worker asked in an odd voice. Mm-hmm. Brown, That would be Parrish. Later figured out what Extra Lemon was about when he discovered quite a bit of weed inside his sweet tea.
Can I get a plant-based soda?
After he drank it all at work.
Oh, God.
You, what? This is where it starts.
How
to,
is it wrapped
the dumb
up?
Starts to shift. Okay.
Yeah. We feel bad for the people who, like, the dummies were right. The ones who had such an easy code, and now it's this guy.
The Charleston man called the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office around 11:30 p.m. on October 27th to report the incident.
Up.
Yeah. I never had weed a day in my life, so I immediately, after I started drinking it, I started to feel weird, and it didn't taste like something I recognized. But he kept
drinking it.
Oh, that's the weed was in the tea. It was a weed tea.
It wasn't like a baggie of weed.
It was like a little...
No, a vial of weed.
Hold on.
It was weed in the tea.
Why would you call the cops?
I know.
Because
he's paranoid as fuck. Yeah.
And also he wants to bust these people.
Right. But he was thirsty and needed a late night pick-me-up as he worked his second job on Hilton Head. Except not that kind of pick-me-up. So he said, I tasted it. It did not taste right, but I
kept
said, this
going.
Is my tea, and I will live
I
with it.
I kept going. Keep going.
Yeah.
The lid comes off. Okay. Mm-hmm. He had hoped for the sweet tea and kept thinking, maybe this will get better. Maybe it's just me. Which is also what people say when they're just straight up smoking weed. So,
but I say it all the time. I thought this is a real thing that happened. I was in the shower. The hot water got cold, and I thought maybe I'm not feeling it correctly.
You blamed yourself.
Kate,
yeah.
That's on the water. I recently had one of those times, too, where I was like, I'm going to fight this out.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait it out.
Maybe it'll get better.
Maybe it'll get
better.
Did you
ask the water for extra
lemon? But how many people who have ever had weed in their first time in their life have said the same thing? Maybe this will get better. No. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
He's definitely high.
That's probably a common phrase.
Right?
Wow.
Maybe this will get better.
Maybe it's just
so
me.
Optimistic.
As he fidgeted with the straw and poked around inside the cup. Finally, when Brown realized he was, quote, high as a kite, he opened up the lid only to find something he wasn't expecting.
Just a clump of weed.
The face of his dead mother.
God, the face of God.
I stared in that sweet mm-hmm. tea and it stared back at me.
He started talking to me.
The ship from Flight of the Navigator.
it's the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Six episodes of the show Manifest.
How many bags of marijuana do you think were inside his tea?
Fuck
you
yeah.
were totally right. You were totally right.
How many bags of marijuana do you think were in there?
Six.
Six bags.
Six
wow.
bags.
Okay, wait, so I still
think of those McDonald's cups.
Oh, yeah. Two.
And he wanted a late night
pick-me-up.
Just
says two. I say three.
Okay. One of you is exactly right. And we will find out who right after we take a quick break.
Oh, boy.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We are with Kate Peterman. People can follow you on the Twitters at
KAYTEPEA. I can't change it.
KAYTEPEA. Follow you.
Instagram also, same deal?
Instagram is just Kate Peterman.
Okay. Nice. Check that out. Check her out. Follow her. Fantastic follow all the way. And
Look for what you're up to these days?
Well, right now, my best friend and I are doing a podcast called Cisco and Treebird Present a Christmas Podcast Spectacular on Ice, and it is where my friend Quinta Brunson was raised a Jehovah's Witness, so she's never celebrated Christmas. I was raised Catholic, and I've been celebrating Christmas every
you
day.
You are really celebrating
it. I'm really into it.
Saturday Mass, are you doing...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did
the Mass before.
Sometimes
I would go to the Christmas Eve, and then I would also go to Midnight Mass.
Oh, Jesus.
Just to see. I know. It's a lot. I'm paying a lot in therapy to get out of it. But
who was your saint that you picked at confirmation?
I thought you were going to ask who was your therapist. The saint, I picked Anne.
Okay.
Because my next door neighbor's mom was named Anne, and she died, so I took
Damn,
it.
You are.
I can roll deep.
This conversation is so far above our heads.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Now you know how our listeners feel when you guys go deep into indoor soccer in St. Louis.
Slobo Ilievsky. My patron saint was Tony Glavin, the Pocket Rocket. Anyway, so
Jeff Cacciatore.
Stop. Stop it.
Sammy Bick.
Stop. So
Carl
okay.
Rose.
So all you've right. been to like an hour and a half long.
So you got this podcast.
Service.
What is the podcast? You explaining to her what Christmas is and
no,
what to do.
No, the two of us just rate and review Christmas movies. So nice. Every episode, there's two classic Christmas movies and then one.
Are you watching
debatable...
the Hallmark lead up of like 30 no. Christmas movies?
I watch them every time. I watch them
with my kid. My kids love bad
so
cheesy.
What,
yes.
Christmas what was the Christmas movie with Vince Vaughn? And
Four Christmases
is
it's
good.
The worst.
It's so good.
It's the worst.
The
in
Catholic
that episode,
told the Jew. The Jew told the Catholic.
Why no, did you
terrible.
Like it?
I didn't like it. At
you
all.
Did. Oh,
my wife
God.
Loves it. It
Ooh,
because
I actually started sweating.
No,
I got
no,
nervous.
No. I didn't Jesus. Like it at all. It was terrible.
We saw the.
There's so many good people in it.
There are lots of good people in it, and it. It has the potential to be. What's the one
is
where
Four Christmases and a Funeral?
Wait, where no. are you at on Love Actually, Kate?
Oh, I love it. We don't do it on this podcast.
You okay. love yeah. Love Actually.
Okay, I do. What about
you? Love Love Actually, and you hated Four Christmases.
Absolutely.
Oh, where is your fucking compass?
Hey, to me, Love Actually is everything.
Stop, what, Dan. Actually,
it's a rip. Hey, what about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
Don't know it.
Okay.
That sounds like a Chris Brown song.
No, it's Shane Black.
Shane
believe.
Black, who did Lethal
oh, like
Weapon.
So many, yeah.
And it's Val Kilmer.
It takes
unbelievable.
Place during Christmas. Oh it's got God. Some Christmas stuff.
Die right Hard. Now. Do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
That's one of our debatable mentions. So every okay. episode, it's two classic Christmas movies and one debatable mention.
Okay,
so we
explain.
Decide.
This is so great. This podcast. I want everyone to listen to it. Explain the name so people can find it and do it one more time.
Okay, it's. Called because
handle.
Nobody stopped us. Yeah. It's called Cisco and Treebird present a Christmas podcast spectacular on ice.
There you go.
I
can't even remember.
If you just do Christmas,
I barely remember that it's still Peterman and not Peterson. So how am I going to remember
it's a wonderful
Cisco
life?
And
we
Kate,
have that
it's a
wonderful
in there.
Life?
We have that in Impressed. There, but we don't love it.
Whoa,
you just guys, lost that's the show. That's
yeah. it. No, Dan,
guys.
We have another yeah. half. So, okay, so wait, before we got off the break, we.
You guessed how many bags of marijuana?
Of weed were in the yeah. sweet tea.
Yes.
I said two, Randy mm-hmm. said three, mm-hmm. Kate said six.
Okay. One
good
of
memory.
You
is exactly,
is exactly right.
Right. Who do you think is exactly right?
Now you
right.
get to play who do you think is right?
Me.
Okay. Kate says herself.
I'm right.
I'm right. Three.
Okay. The total number fun. Of bags in the sweet tea marijuana, which is also known as extra lemon. You sure about that extra lemon?
Mm-hmm. Extra lemon.
Is, play along, townies, three.
Oh. Yeah!
Three bags a week.
In your face.
Turns out, as he was poking around his cup with the straw, because he tried to drink all of it knowing it didn't taste
sure.
right,
yep.
the bags became punctured, releasing the leaves into his tea, according
Ooh.
To him.
So wait, technically, he did it to himself. Mm-hmm. Like, the weed wouldn't have necessarily gotten to him had he not punctured the
so
bags.
It, yeah, it wasn't weed tea. It was weed baggies
in
the tea.
Tea. You were right. Here's right. my question. Did
But
yeah.
he made it weed tea.
Did the tea cost Damn. $58?
Right.
Like, that should have been a red flag.
I know, that too.
Extra lemon. The tea is going to be yeah. like $60. What?
Right.
There's a lot of stuff in the bottom of that tea that you
which
just
is,
asked.
Which is why I start to doubt. This guy, where yeah. I'm like, you made, you knew, you heard
knew.
About this, you did
it,
it, freaked out,
and now you're trying to blame them.
Right. Quote, well, I was high and panicking at work, so I called my dad. I didn't want to get in trouble for this.
Yeah, he
How
turned into a 6
year old. We're going to figure it out.
Dummy. Let's figure it out.
Brown said it was a whole ordeal. His father told him to tell his manager what happened and call the police.
Well, tell your manager.
And then it gets worse, Brown said. I called dispatch, and the woman yelled, like, what? Call 911. And I was like, ma'am, you are 911. She couldn't believe it.
Only when you're high does I the police know. Department say, you call 911, ma'am, you are
Isn't that the best to do to somebody who's freaking out high, though? I thought I did.
No, yeah. you didn't.
You
haven't called anyone.
You're outside
called,
of
you're
the
not
matrix.
Even on the phone
oh,
right
no.
now.
You got to get back into the matrix and call 911.
No.
I know. How bad.
That
How bad.
Sucks.
How bad.
That really, really, that's...
Right.
That is so good.
They might as well be like, you've died. You're already dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's,
tell him he's dead.
Your soul is out of your body. That's what's walking around
Brown
right
said
now.
He had a tough time convincing his management and authorities what happened. Quote, I kept being like, I swear, there is weed in my sweet tea, he said.
Sure.
The officer asked me why I drank it, and I was like, well, I was thirsty and dumb. I added the and dumb.
Yeah,
wait. I thought you couldn't get high from just eating weed or just like drink. Like, I thought you had
it's
to cook
be baked
it.
Into
well,
something.
If it's hot enough and but, it's soaking
but
in the
sweet
soaks
in tea.
The
sweet tea is
tea?
Iced.
Cold. Yeah.
Damn. I don't know if it soaks into the. I don't know. What's
this guy's full of shit.
This guy's
I think.
A square.
Yeah.
I think he's a narc and a square.
It's maybe psychosomatic. This dude.
He said the officer who responded took one glance at him and one sniff of the substance inside his drink. Quote, and they were like, "Oh yes, that's marijuana." Brown said, commenting, "This dude is the biggest nerd." Commenting that he wasn't entirely sure if it was just marijuana in his drink because the effects he experienced seemed to be different from what he understood. That's a whole other thing too. And they're like,
Jesus.
"It's not. This can't be what getting high is.
Yeah.
It's different for me
from what I understand."
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you didn't even know that you didn't call 911.
Right.
So how are you going to determine what was and what
wasn't?
He
watched Doctor Strange 3 times and thought that he knew what getting high was. Brown said the rest of his meal, which included a 10-piece chicken McNugget and a double cheeseburger, was completely normal. That's a lot of saturated
a lot of food
fat.
Right Jesus. There.
I don't believe this guy.
Right.
I don't. I don't believe
him.
I don't
like him.
He checked his receipt and saw that
he's not on board.
Here's the other thing we touched on. He checked his receipt and saw that he had paid the regular menu price for the items. So this is just like
they're
a
just
joke?
Giving free weed away.
They're just giving away weed.
So they're messing with people now. You got to ask yourself: Is
no,
McDonald's
extra lemon,
well?
Baby.
That I feel like I could understand. Again, paper trail. I get it. He gives the weed and then he pays another guy. So whoever gives him the weed is working with the guy on the outside who got paid.
Oh, that's
you know,
so he's lying.
It's like The Wire. You got your guy in the corner, and then you,
yeah.
The sheriff's office is investigating the incident, according to spokesperson Major Bob Bromage, B-R-O-M-A-G-E.
This all sounds so fucking made
Bob
up.
Bromage.
Bob
Bromage. He only says his full name when he's
Sergeant Bob Bromage to you.
Shakes your hand and he says, Bob Bromage. Nice to meet you.
Bob Bromage.
Never
nice to meet you,
doesn't say his last name.
Bob Bromage.
Bob Bromage. Bromage Manufacturing and Landscaping. Are you a cop? Yeah, but it's a side deal.
So why didn't you say cop first?
No, right. I got a
let me do
of
it how I
do
it.
Let
Cap'n's
me do it.
My hobby. Yeah. Construction's my day job.
Cap'n's my hobby.
Bromaggio. Uh-huh. All right. The marijuana was submitted into evidence, according to the police report. Bromage said he could not comment further on the case or give details, including the specific business location, as the investigation is pending. Because now he's like, everyone will go there and get extra lemons.
Or they've run a sting operation.
There are two locations for McDonald's on Hilton Head on the north and south ends of the island. You got a 50% chance, guys.
Yep. Where are you going? Where are you going?
Find one.
I just love this guy at Extra Lemon and got weed, whereas Andrew Youngblood, who features for me on the road, tries to get the air, land, and sea at McDonald's every time we go there, and he cannot get anyone to give it to him. It's,
what
so
is air,
land, and
filet,
sea? Fish filet,
chicken, and a burger between a bun. It's one.
What? He's disgusting.
That. I agree.
Who would do that?
Andrew Youngblood.
What kind of sauce
disgusting.
Do you put on that? That's disgusting.
What kind of sauce?
Tartar.
Yeah. Oh,
tartar
you're the nicest
sauce.
Grandma.
Tartar.
What do you put on that?
Honey mustard.
There's
tartar.
There's not a sauce that complements each meat.
Barbecue. You put barbecue, honey mustard, tartar, and toothpaste. That's what you put.
Oh,
air,
no.
Land, and sea. If anyone's completed the air, land, and sea, let Andrew Youngblood or me know. Because
and,
he tries
or your
to do
doctor.
It. Every time he asks, they're like, what? And then he just orders his 10-piece and double cheese.
If anybody, honestly, if Andrew Youngblood walks in and anybody is like, yeah, we can do that for you, I guarantee that person will be his friend for life.
For life.
For life.
Yeah.
He'll give him a set at the secret group.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Then it says, oh, this is a quick little aside, other fast food joint restaurant incidents, whatever. This is not the first time fast food restaurant has been accused of serving or selling marijuana
sure.
to customers. In June, a North Carolina man was arrested on charges of selling marijuana from a Taco Bell. Now that matches up.
Exactly.
Yeah, where he worked. In 2017, two workers at a New Hampshire Burger King, I love that it's New Hampshire, Hilton Head, North Carolina, were
East
charged
Coast.
With selling weed to customers who ordered fries extra crispy. That's still too common.
Too common. That's how I order my fries.
That's too common.
There's so many children that order that too.
Extra crispy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well
sure you
done,
want fries?
You sure you want extra?
Oh, I guess
crispy?
It has another layer to it. It's customer in 2017 in New Hampshire at the Burger King.
Extra
customers
crispy
who
with
ordered
ketchup.
Fries extra crispy at the drive-through window after asking for a nasty boy. I don't know what that is, but I'm sure Andrew does. Okay, in 2015,
isn't that when someone tries like to like they pants you and then flush your penis down the toilet.
Maybe. In 2015, 9 McDonald's employees, that's everybody, were fired in France after allegations surfaced about workers, quote, cutting up the weed, weighing it, and bagging it at the salad bar. Technically.
That is greens. You guys got oregano now?
Right, right.
Oh, no.
Okay. There was one last thing I wanted to do. This
Don't
was such
put
a
McDonald's
fun story.
In France.
I totally forgot. Okay. According to the 2017 survey, McDonald's is the number one favorite fast food joint among cannabis users in legalized states, Forbes reported. What are the other top 10? Would you guys like to try and guess? And then we'll get out of here on that. 2017 survey, McDonald's is the number one fast food joint among cannabis users in legalized states. Here are the other 10. What do you guys think is number two?
In terms
we'll
of fast
we'll
food places?
Yep. You'll all guess
in
and then I'll say.
States, so what do you think?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Burger King.
Okay.
Burger King.
Okay. Number two on the 2017 survey of best places to get eat fast when you're high food. Fast food. Taco Bell.
Okay. Yeah! Let's get
number
stoner.
Three. Anybody want to go number
Carl's
three?
Carl's
Jr. Wendy's.
Okay.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. KFC.
Okay. Number two was 17.8%. It was 18% for Taco Bell. Number two was 17.8% is Wendy's.
Whoa.
Kate,
killing it.
Kate, you know where you like to eat That's when you're high.
You know?
She gets it. Okay. Number three.
Number four.
Number four.
Yeah, number four. Any guesses?
This I'll say Burger King.
Okay.
I feel like it's Burger King.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say Carl's Jr. again.
Okay. Number four is Burger King.
Oh, my God.
Kate, you are crushing
four for four.
This
four for four.
I always wanted to be
three.
A natural at something.
So good at this.
It's happening now.
Number
this
five.
This in Christmas movies.
Number yes. The number five place. So we've got McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Burger King, and anybody?
Popeyes.
That's such a great call. I'm going to go with, go ahead, Jay. KFC.
Okay.
Popeyes is it.
Okay. Number five is a healthy choice.
Fuck.
Subway.
But you know it's not healthy. They're getting mayonnaise and meatballs just like Rory Scovel does. All right, number six.
That's disgusting.
I love Subway.
Number six, and then I'll just rattle off the last five for you guys. But number six. The number six place with 5.5% that people like to go to fast food when they're high is.
I'm gonna stick with Popeyes.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is good.
Whew, you guys were all so close. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, Why did I kill myself?
The last five places in order were Arby's.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, true. I forgot about Jack in the Crack.
And number 10. Carl's Jr.
I knew I had it on there. So we all had it on there.
All right.
That's a Friday episode. And Kate, you got to tell everybody one more time name of the podcast. So people, if you're in Christmas movies, you want to hear them read.
Cisco and Turnberry.
Treadwell.
Cisco and Treebird. Because Quinta, when she was younger, thought it was Siskel and Ebert. She thought it was Cisco and Ebert. And then I was like, you'll be Cisco. And then I just made up Treebird. In retrospect, we should have done something
different.
It sounds
like Ebert. Cisco and Treebird.
Cisco and Treebird. Christmas podcast spectacular on ice. Wow, you nailed it.
Got it. I'm listening to that. Thank you so much for joining us on this awesome Friday episode.
Oh, thank you.
And oh shit, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scatman's Audio, a podcast network.